This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've all seen and heard about the chaos on the ground at the airport in Kabul. President Biden said this afternoon the United States has moved 13,000 people out of Afghanistan in the past 6 days, both American citizens and Afghans applying for special immigrant visas, SIVs, they're called. And although they are safe once they've gotten on those planes, there is work to be done to settle those immigrant visa holders here. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams spent a day with one of the groups doing that.
You got it?
No, you're not of here.
No,
you can roll it strong.
Yeah.
You're going to break your back. You got a lot of work to do this week.
Volunteers from the D.C. area nonprofit Homes Not Borders are maneuvering a used but clean beige love seat out of what had been a packed rental truck. The group made quick work of unloading tables, a TV stand, bed frames, and mirrors. It's a start for this two-bedroom unit in the Maryland suburbs, in a complex with a giant sign at the entrance that says, "Refugees Welcome."
This is an apartment for a family of six that came from Afghanistan, and we're just dropping off some of the larger items for it now that we got from a donor.
Laura Thompson-Osuri is executive director of the group and says they'll be back later to add the finishing touches, donated dishes, bed linens, artwork for the walls. She can barely pause to explain what she's doing because she has to keep everyone moving.
I've seen a surge in the D.C. area, and last week we did set up for four families. We have seven families this week, and there's at least four more next week.
Normally, it would be more like one or two setups in a week. In addition to that surge of people coming in, the process for getting them settled has been upended by the security situation in Afghanistan, says Ruben Chakrasekar, who runs the Maryland Division of the International Rescue Committee.
Under normal circumstances, SIVs would be processed through the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, right? And they would get all of their paperwork in order and then fly here through a commercial flight.
Now, many are arriving at military bases here in the U.S. to finish the process.
Okay. He's going for the bottom, so let's go for the bottom.
Getting them into their new homes from there takes a lot of volunteer labor, says Lauren Thompson-Osuri of Homes Not Borders.
This is my niece and nephew and my sister who breaks up the truck, and then we have some helpers, Amal and Athir.
That's Amal Abuldood and her husband, Athir Abdullah. They came to the U.S. from Iraq on special immigrant visas a few years ago to an apartment like this one, which Amal Abuldood says made all the difference as they settled into their new lives.
Any people, Afghanistan, African, any people new coming, I wish I helped them free. Because I know if I'm coming to America, many people help me. I want to do the same these people help.
Watching all the scenes of desperate people trying to flee Afghanistan is prompting lots of people to help just now, says Homes Not Borders Director Osuri. At the group storage facility in Landover, Maryland, shelves are packed with dishes and cutlery, board games and kids' toys, all to help make empty apartments feel more homey. And so new arrivals don't have to spend the roughly $1,200 a person families get from the U.S. government.
So we are saving them that money and then also providing them a lot more. You know, they get a full set of dishes. They get coffee tables, end tables, lamps, TVs, all that kind of stuff.
Not all the donations are clean or useful or in good shape. The group keeps a whole wall of weird knickknacks and art they are not putting into anyone's apartment.
This is our fine collection of weirdo-ness. The creepy picture of the bunnies is my favorite.
Homes Not Borders has also received an influx of cash donations.
Which is great. We can use it, you know, for our storage, for trucks. We hopefully will buy a truck soon. So that's great. We're hoping to hire some more movers.
And Osuri says she has dozens of new volunteer applications to work through once she gets a moment to breathe, which, given the thousands of Afghan families on the way, is unlikely to be anytime soon. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.